everyone, welcome again to Heart to Heart. I thank the Lord our God, the living God, that he loves us and he cares about us. His love is unrestricted towards us, and he's always acting on his love towards us. We need to respond in love to him. We need to respond in love to each other. And that's how we respond in love to the kindness of God towards us. The way we treat others is tied to the way we treat God. Or the way we treat others is the way we treat God. And I want to serve him in every way there is, because he's good. His mercy endures forever, and his love is everlasting. And I thank the Lord for his wisdom. As we go forward in him, we're going to learn so many things about life. I was thinking just recently how the Lord can say a simple thing, and there's so much wisdom in it. The more you consider it, the more you can live by it. And you can always learn something new from just one scripture. The way we focus on it is the way we receive it. If we treasure what we learn from him, if we love God and treasure his word, if we treat his word like a treasure, the treasure that it is, it will make all the difference in our lives, because we can measure it bigger. And when we measure it bigger, we have bigger faith. Now, Jesus said that you can have faith the size of a mustard seed, which was very small, and that you can barely see it. But that seed becomes the greatest herb. So what has to happen is, see, that seed is designed to multiply. And so is our faith. It doesn't matter where we start. Even if we have little faith, faith can always be increased over time. Your will has something to do with it, because the way we receive is the way we measure it. If we receive it small, we look at it small, we esteem it small, and we measure it small. It's better than nothing. But as we measure it in greater ways, the response is in greater ways as well. Now, so when the Lord says something, the way we treasure it is the way it'll be measured back to us. And I thought about, that was a person who, I forgot where they were. Either they were stranded on an island or something. They were in a situation where they couldn't get the rest of the Bible. They had one page. And they stayed in faith, and they learned so much from one page of the Bible. And that's all they had. And that was their source of encouragement. See, it's not just words on a piece of paper. You can look at it that way and it'll mean nothing to you. Many people do that. But when you read about it and meditate on it, the Holy Spirit is right there to help you see things you didn't see before. Even simple scriptures such as, God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believe in him will not perish but have everlasting life. If you meditate on a scripture just like that one, you're going to learn things you never thought possible. And it's going to be good. You're going to love it. And I want to see the greater things of God in my days. I want to see people live the life of God in truth and grow. Sometimes people get in strife, and that strife hinders them to the point that it does so much damage. Any seed of doubt, such as strife, depression, any seed of the enemy, words of death, they grow too. They, it's not that they grow, they they cause decay, like cancer. And it kills as it multiplies. But as the word of God multiplies in your heart, according to your will, according to how you measure it and how you mix faith with it, how you believe it, it grows stronger and stronger in you, giving you life abilities. And that's what we need, life abilities. And these abilities are in the Word of God. And they always will be, and they always were, from the time God first said it. And what we're studying, when we study the Word of God, we're studying the interaction of God and man. All of it is the interaction between God and man. Even the descriptions are for our benefit. You know, there are some scriptures that it talk about time before God made man. It talk about Lucifer's kingdom. It talk about Lucifer. It talk about angels. It talk about when they, in the Proverbs, when the angels saw God make the world in the first place, when he created the earth, they rejoiced. All these references is for our benefit. And as we take the Lord at his word, we learn things we can't learn any other way. In other words, we're taking God at his word that we didn't see anything other than what we already see. We didn't see him do all these things unless he showed it to us in a vision, which he can do. But the good thing is we can benefit from everything God has done and will do. Or we can be separated from all of it, and that's not God's will or his best. So as we go forward in him, learning truth and living truth, our lives will mirror life as the way we measure it. Our lives will mirror life according to how we measure it. You know, when the Jews went and picked that manna every morning, they were instructed to get whatever would satisfy them. They knew what they could eat and what their family could eat. Over time, they knew it perfectly. And on the Sabbath day, they were supposed to pick double. But you know, men being men, some were hard-headed, and they got more than enough for one day, and the bread, worms, and stank. So people receive what they'll use. And it's up to you how you measure it. God's not going to get mad at you if you measure his word small. But it'll be measured to you the way you decided to measure it. And some people may be trying to measure it big, but end up measuring it small. You know, he know you was trying. He's not mad at you if you measure it too small. Just keep doing it. And eventually you'll measure it the way you're trying to measure it. And you'll be able to see, we're always learning greater things. Be patient with your growing process. God is. So if God is patient with your rate of growth and how far you go in life, then that tells me we should be patient with ourselves and at the rate that we grow too. Because God loves us. And his love towards us is wonderful. It is a blessing. It's a fabulous situation. It is. And he wants to do the living thing. He's taking us somewhere in him. We are growing and we're going forward. We're not going backwards. We're going to see things in a greater way over time. And the Lord our God is very patient to help us do the living things. It's not about what you can do for him. He loves you for you. Not just what you can do for him. Not how many souls you save. Not because you agree with him. He loves you for you. And he fell in love with us while we was hard-headed and miserable and didn't even trust him yet. But he was patient, like he always was, and always will be. And that's what makes me want to serve him so much. I want to do the things of God. I want to, the more I learn about him, the more I want to obey him, the more I want to serve him, the more I want to go forward doing his perfect ways. The life of God is easy to be entreated. And when you try, if you want to do right and do the right thing and build your life, it's not that hard. But sometimes the wisdom we need requires, it can require us to have wisdom we may not have yet. You know, every part of God's word is able to grow your life. And there are elements that we need to withstand the pressure of this world. You may have good intentions to go forward, be a blessing to people, and then the enemy is going to come and try to make it difficult. In other words, you're trying to do good by people. Now, some people are going to, it'll inspire them, because people treat kindness just like they treat the word of God. Some people will appreciate the way you value them at face value, and they have no ill intent, and you are a blessing, and they receive it as such. But some people will think you have a sinister scheme going, an act of kindness to deceive them later. And some people will take it. People take it varied ways, from one extreme to another. Some people will question your motives. Some people won't think you're sincere. Some will believe you're sincere, but they may be so angry they may respond in their anger. Anyway, but the Lord knows that it's worth it, and the Word of God will encourage you to be your best, no matter what's going on outside of your life. And just like the enemy give people evil persuasions, if enough people work against you and don't appreciate your kindness, the enemy will try to poison your mind against living according to the kindness of Christ. And he'll try to get you to believe it won't work and discourage you. But when you study books like the Proverbs and the Psalms, they will coach you in life. It's always worth it to do it God's way, even when it seems like you're making no progress fast, even when it seems like people don't appreciate it. Just like any seed that you plant, it grows. And you actually help people see that there's a greater way to live. And you don't have to be fooled into believing the worst about people. And you can love people according, you know, that unfeigned love the Lord always had me talking about. I found out that it works, and it works real good. Now, some people are in a state of rebellion. There's nothing you can do about it. No matter what you do, they're going to be rebellious, and they'll even, when they can't get you to change and turn, they'll avoid you because they hate the light. And that's just the way that it is. Now, this world system, you have to go out and work in life. The wheat has to work, and the tares have to work. Now, the wheat, they represent the children of God, and tares represent the children of Satan. Some people are good, and some are bad. Some people have love in their heart. Some people have strife and hatred in their heart. Some people have faith. Some people are kind and God-fearing, and they love God, but they don't operate by their faith. Some people are in the middle of the road. They're neither cold or hot. And some people really love God, they just don't have wisdom. So there are so many varied influences out there. And I say that because every person has their own brand of influence. Now, the Word of God is going to show you the best way to do everything. But you have to receive it in your heart. It won't get in your heart just because you read it, you have to receive it. Or just because you hear the word don't mean that you'll apply it. You have to receive it. And it's your choice to speak it. And I always involve speaking what I'm going to do. Because we're persuaded in so many varied ways. Everybody got their own brand of justice, of love, of kindness. Some people love you if you love them. Some people love you if they think you love them. Some people are very suspicious. Some people are not suspicious at all. And in this world, you're going to meet so many types of people. Only the Word of God can help you be appropriate 100% of the time. It's not just about duty. It's about life. The Word of God is helping you to live, not just survive. It's helping you to thrive in this world and not just barely get along. Now, the wisdom of God, for the gray area, always consult the wisdom of God. You love people. You're kind. Some people don't. They see your kindness and they try to use it to their advantage. And they'll want you to co-sign with them. Now, you've been trying to win them over to the Lord. Now they want you to co-sign. And they'll act friendly so that you'll co-sign for them. But the Word of God said, don't be surety for anybody. If you study I forgot the chapter, but it's toward the beginning and closer to the middle of Proverbs. So if you study Proverbs, you'll know those gray areas will be clear to you. And you won't end up co-signing for somebody and they ruin your credit, then you can't buy the car you need. And when it's time for you to buy a house, your credit's ruined because of somebody else. Now remember, problems come from lack of knowledge. They originate from Satan. Ultimately, they come from Satan, his plan against your life. Then your lack of knowledge, the gray area, and other people's lack of knowledge, their gray area. Some people are easy to deal with, and some people have schemes and they plot and plan. Now, people who love, who have people, it's like this. Those who are pure in heart, to them, everybody's pure. And to people who are wicked, everybody's wicked. To people who are stingy, everybody's stingy. And that's their first thought when they think of anybody. If they plot and scheme, everybody plots and schemes to get what they want. So that, if their persuasion is dead and full of gray areas, you're going to have the Word of God to counter their witchcraft. And I use that word, you know, their debauchery or their weakness or their gray area. However you want to put it, the Word of God will help you stand strong and be appropriate in love and in kindness. See, the love of God is the Word of God is the knowledge of love. And God's love is balanced by wisdom and also purity, holiness. You know, no final judgment that God makes is without love, wisdom, and holiness. All three of those elements govern God's choices. So he stays balanced. You study his word, you stay balanced. If you look at him, if you look to the Lord, your whole body, your whole being will be full of light. If your eye is single on him and doing things the right way. Now, I don't say these things lightly, but we have to make judgments every day. And we have to make the right judgments to protect the people we love, to protect our children, our future, our plans, the plan God has for our life. Let's say you co-sign for somebody and they buy a car and quit paying for it. They live in another state. The car gets repossessed. Now, you got to pay for a car you'll never own. Now, it goes against your credit. It's a big problem. God has doors he wants to open for you other places. But you've allowed a person to greatly hinder you. But the Proverbs can help you counter the wickedness of others. There's not a problem you can come up with and a problem that people can bring to you that the Word of God won't give you wisdom for it. See, with God's wisdom, it can rescue you. That's why, you know, it's with modern devices such as smartphones and MP3 players, we can listen to the Word of God and get a perspective that we've never gotten throughout our days. And when whatever we receive, we may not need it now, but in a situation where you're faced with another gray area, another challenge, something's trying to hinder you from doing God's best, the Holy Spirit will guide you in all truth. You've given him something to work with because you've taken time to hear his word. His word strengthens you. Did you know that when the Lord speaks to you, you have to make a judgment? And you have to agree with it. If the ways of the world, if your attention is drawn to it and it looks bigger to you than God, the voice of the Lord won't be as loud to you. But if you've fortified your heart with God's word, whatever area of life you're challenged in, the Lord will reveal the wisdom and you'll have the strength to make the choice you need to make. And this will be the choice. At the end of the result, your choice will be an act of love. It'll be an act of wisdom. And it will be pure. In other words, holy. Now, holy means pure. It means unadulterated. It means it's clean. It'll be a clean choice. It'll be a wise choice. It'll protect you and it'll protect them. Now, people that want to use you, they need to learn to look to God for their own sake. When people look to others instead of God and they believe that there is no God, there is no God to them. In their world, in their life, God means nothing. And they believe alternatives, and they believe things of Satan. They believe lies is true. And they have nothing to shatter those lies. But when you operate in wisdom, they were trying to deceive you, and the Holy Spirit helped you foil their deception. They may not have thought that you had the wisdom. And now you're able to make a choice, and they weren't able to fool you. And when people realize that you have a relationship with the Lord and you judge things appropriately, and they couldn't get one over on you, that speaks volumes, just like the love that you operate in. See, darkness hides from light. They may try to pull that over on the sheep of a church, but when the pastor walks up on their debauchery, they try to hide. They can't fool him, and they know it. But they'll try to fool somebody in the congregation, a child or a teenager or an adult that just got started in the Word of God. They may try to get over on them, but in the presence of the pastor, somebody that has been seasoned in the Word of God, not so much. They're going to try to hide. They're going to try to act like they were just kidding, anything. They don't want to be known for their mischief. So it's important that we operate according to God's perfect will and do the things of God and not let people fool us. It's like Judge Judah said one time, you don't get rewarded for being foolish. But she said stupid and letting people take advantage of you. And the Lord never asked you to let people take advantage of you. You don't have to make a foolish deal in the name of Jesus. Either people going to love God or they're not. But we're kind to all men and we love all men. We care about everybody. But you don't have to agree with everything they're doing to win their soul. You have to live according to the Word of God. If you can be wise, if you can make wise judgments, you'll be surprised how that can help to win people that tried to get one over on you. Only the Word of God can give a family the structure it needs. When your children don't know what to do and they come to you, the Word of God will prepare your heart to advise them well. When your spouse has their day, they're having a hard time, they need your encouragement, the Holy Spirit can cause you to remember the word of God. You'll speak it and it'll rise up in them and help them come back to balance and back to the knowledge of love. Now, all these things are right here. God left us right. He left us, and his grace is sufficient. And we need to learn how to use that sufficient grace to heal every part of our lives. By just like our bodies, by Jesus' stripes, we're healed. We can claim healing no matter what happens. Even if your arm get blowed off, God can give you a new arm. It's the way you measure it. A man had a severed spine from a hunting accident. Kenneth Hagin laid hands on him. God did a creative miracle and reconnected his spine. And he walked with spaghetti legs, and he strengthened his legs, and he lived a normal life afterwards. So what I'm saying is, it's time now to know what God can do. Never limit God in your heart. Never limit him in your mind, and he won't be limited. Then he won't be limited in your life. And the word of God will help us with all the gray areas. Now, I'm out of time. The Lord is not. He'll continue to mightily move in your life. Till next time, remember, I love you. God loves you truly. And Jesus is our Lord.